Okay, so the topic for today is Prisha Samach Levesta. So the Gemara tells us in Nida the Samach Gimel Bey is that we learn from the Pasuk, Vizartim Espinay Somi Tomosam, that there's a chiyah for a man to be poorish from his wife, Samach Levesta. So the question is what the nature of the Samach is. So I think the more partial understanding is that we have a chashash, the woman's going to see blood. And therefore, we have chiyuv yiporesh samuch levesta. The question is, what type of chashash is this? Do we really think she's going to see? Like, it's a high level chashash, a serious chashash. So it's possible that it's a real serious chashash. That, you know, today women see dam differently than they did apparently in the time of the Gemara. Then it was more like clockwork. So a woman would see every 30 days at 10 o'clock in the morning, exactly. So it makes sense that from 6 o'clock in the morning, shefti somech, because you know, it wasn't exactly 10 o'clock, maybe an hour before, an hour after. So the whole ona would be usher, because we a real chash, the woman's going to see blood. And that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah in Hori Yosnaf Chesam Beis. The Mishnah says that the bezdin di bichai of a parhel davashal tzibur, they have to paskin mistakenly, but an iser that is an iser karis amazin and shogeg karis amazin and chadas b'shogeg. What is such an example? Says the Mishnah, the asay and the los is esh benida. And the Gemara, the Mishnah asks, the ezo he mitzvahs es esh benida. What asay is benida? Says the Mishnah, prosh min anida, to be poresh min anida. So the question is what this means. So the Rishalmi there explains that this is the asay of Hizartim is ben Yisrael, if you porish min anida, samuch levesta. And that's what Rashi writes on the Mishnah. Almost all of Rishonim argue with Rashi, because the Sugya and Shavuos, Daf Yud Zayinim and Beis, writes explicitly that porish min anida means that if you're having fear with your wife and she sees dam, you have an iser to be porish. You can't, we learned in, says in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to know it's tiporin of a karka, you can't be porish from your wife when she's anida, because the hana of the Yitziah is a chi of Karis as well. So that's how most of the, that's what the Gemara seems to, how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, and therefore the most Rishonim argue in Rashi, say, what do you mean? It's against the fair Sugya and Shavuos. So it's true the Rishonim might say that, but how can Rashi explain the Gemara, like the Mishnah, like the Rishonim? That's the question most Rishonim have. The Tosfos Rosh there in Harias, the Rashban Shavuos Yud Zayin, and a lot of other Rishonim ask in Rashi. But what emerges, at least according to the Rishonim, and according to Rashi, again, the Rishonim can say whatever it wants. It's not forced into the understanding of the Bavli and Shavuos. But for Rashi, it's more difficult because L'chara, the Gemara in Shavuos writes explicitly that that's not the case. But either way, according to the Rishonim and according to the Rashi in Harias, if Bezdin mistakenly allows a man to have Bia Samach Vesta, so then, and then most of Klai Yisrael does that, and they happen to see blood. So she all be chayiv chiyuv echatas, and the halacha is that's when the bezin will be chayiv a parhel davshal tzibur. So the question is, did bezin really matir an iser kares? I mean, the whole concept of parhel davshal tzibur is when bezin is matir an iser kares. So apparently, one understanding of this is that there's a real serious chashash that the woman's going to see. And if Bezdin says you're going to be, even though there's a serious chashash, it's as if they matter to Isser Kares. So that would be an extreme understanding, that called understanding number one, that we really believe this woman is going to see Nidus in this time period of Onas of Essence. Now, there is a more extreme formulation, and that is to say that not only do we think she's going to see at one moment in this onus of essence, but every single moment we really expect her to see. That would be an even more extreme formulation. I think that might be one way of understanding the Rashi according to the Rashba. Basically, it's a little bit complicated, but what emerges according to the Rashba's understanding of Rashi, the Rashba's in Shavuos, Yitzayin and Beis, Yom Raskol Masnisin, he claims that Rashi holds that if you intentionally are over the Isser of being Porish Me'ishtra Samach Levesta, you say, I don't care about this din. And then she sees blood, you don't bring a chatas because you're considered to be a mezid. You're considered to be a mezid on the Isser Kares of being Bo'al Anida because you were mezid on the Isser of being Porish Me'ishtra Samach Levesta. So the lines are getting blurred. We have an independent Isser L'chara of being Porish Me'ishtra Samach Levesta. And the Rashba says that according to Rashi, what emerges is that if you're mezid on that Isser of being Porish Me'ishtra Samach Levesta, then you become mazed on the Isser Habias Nida. And you can't bring a chatas if the woman sees blood. So one way of understanding this Rashba is to say that not only do we think there's a serious chash that she will see in this 12-hour time frame, but every second from this 12-hour time frame, we really think she's going to see blood. And therefore, if you're mazed on 10 o'clock in the morning, even though she usually just sees at 12, it's as if you're mazed on 12 o'clock. It's as if you're mazed on the Dam Nidus as well. So that's the first understanding. The real serious chash, either that she'll see at one moment in this 12-hour period, or that every second there's a real serious chash that she'll see. A more modern understanding is that we don't really think she's going to see every second, or she's for sure going to see in this time period. But there's a chash, a small chash that she'll see, a chash rachok. I don't know what the percentages are. Maybe it's 10%, 15%, 20%. There's a small percentage of time, small percentage that she'll see in this time frame. But just before I get to this, I just wanted to clarify. The first pshat is very mechudish in that it's true, it makes a lot of sense that you have to be parish me'ishto because you really think she's going to see. But then the question becomes, why does the Torah have to tell you that you have to be parish me'ishto? If you really think she's going to see, so it's a subject of Reisul Chumra. If it's a 90% chance, 80% chance, a 52% chance that she's going to see, so it's very difficult to understand why you need a pasuk of Yizhar Devenei Yisrael. It's obvious that people can't have bia with their wives, Samach Levestam. So here, it's a difficult kasha. You can either get out of it by saying that Safik Deraisa is only Lechomra Midrabanan, Shita Sarambam. That which we're Machmer, Safik Deraisa Lechomra itself is Dindrabanan. It's only Midrabanan you have to be Machmer. And here the Torah says even Midrabanan you have to be Machmer. That would be one way to get out of it. Alternatively, you could say that even though you have to be Machmer Midin Safik Deraisa Lechomra, here there's a special din that you have to be Machmer Mi'ikra din, meaning not just Midin Safik, Midin Vadai. You can say that as well. But those are dochak answers to explain how the first Mahalach would sustain itself against the problem that of course you have to be machmer. So Safik Deraisa Lechomra. Fine. So that was the first mahalach. The first mahalach was that it's a very serious chashash she'll see. Second mahalach is that there's a moderate chashash that she'll see. This I think might be pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Dal in Halacha Yud Beis says that you have to be parish me'ishto samach levesta shema tiradam because maybe she'll see blood. So pashas maybe means maybe. We don't really think she'll, but maybe. And I think you can bring a riot to this from the fact that the Rambam is mashmit, as some of the Achronim point out, he's mashmit this chiyuv of being horesh minida klapei the din of taras, meaning, let's say the woman sees every 30th day is on 12 o'clock, so she can't be with her husband from the morning already. But what about, can she make a truma sandwich for breakfast? So the Rambam doesn't say she can't, so the Gemara says she can't, but the Rambam is mashmit this din. So you could say the Rambam is mashmir it, but he doesn't mean it. He was so mechon when he said nisur repia. But the Achronim assumed that the Rambam really felt that the woman can eat taras samach levesta. There's nothing wrong with her eating taras. She can be osig with taras. The question is, why can she be osig with taras? So if you really think she's going to see blood, so she should, just like she stays away from her husband, she should stay away from the truma. So I thought it's possible to say that if the whole thing is just a weak shash, maybe we're machmir that she shouldn't have bia. That's iser kares. Maybe for a iser. Yisr Misa, Videsh Ramayim, Truma will be more makel. It's not entirely clear if Karis is more chomer than Misa Videsh Ramayim, but we usually assume that to be the case, so you might be able to make that claim. Now, the Ramban also sounds like this. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida, in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud, his lashon is she'ein kan el chashash shel divrei. It's only a chashash. Again, the lashon of chashash or the lashon of the Rambam shema tireh sound like it's a lower level type of issue. Now the question then becomes: if originally we said it's a serious chashash, we wanted to know why is there b'chal an iser? Because of course it's a serious chashash. It's a safek derais l'chumra. So now if it's a low level chashash, we have to ask ourselves: so why is it really aser? If it's really only 10% chance she's going to see blood, so why is it aser? Especially if you assume it's Issa Doraisa. So here you might explain, based on something I mentioned in the first Chabura, that by Yisuri Arayas, the Kubri were more Machmir. Rav Yosef, in his Akdama to his Sefer, Taras Abayis, is discussing the Inyani Klali Psak. He wants to know, should we paskin like the Mechaber? The Svarim always paskin like the Mechaber. So he says, should we paskin like the Mechaber in Hilchos Nida or not? Why not? Says Rav Avadya Yosef that there was a Masorah of Sephardi Poskim that when it comes to Inyani Arayis, you have to be Choshish for other Shidus. You have to be worried about the Ramah, you have to worry about the Taz, the Shach, etc. So the question is, he's writing a Sefer Hilchos Nida, he wants to know, who should he follow? Should he follow the Mechaber blindly, or should he be Choshish for other Shidus? So he says, it's really totally on whether or not you think Nida is an Erva. He actually concludes that Nida is not an Erva, but we know it's a Mechaches Yishonim. The Rambam seems to understand that Nida is an Erva. So it's possible, like we said here, that the Rambam says, Shematira, you have to be careful, Shematira. Why? Because she's an Erva, and if she's an Erva, you have to be more Machmir You have to be more machron, even though it's only a slim chance she'll see, maybe there's a chiyuv to be poresh because of that slim chance. That's the second understanding of the nature of this halach. The third understanding is that we're not worried that there's really going to be blood in this bia. We're not worried that it's going to happen. We don't think it's a high level chashan she'll see blood. We don't think it's a low level chashan she'll see blood. We just think that if she isn't poresh some of the vessels, maybe she'll take her time and she'll actually end up having bia during the vessels, right? Kind of like the way some understand the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. It's not that Tosefa Shabbos is Shabbos. It's just that if you do malach on Tosefa Shabbos, you do malach at 5:59, so maybe it'll take you a little longer than you expect, then you might end up doing malach at 6:02, 6:01, one Shabbos already begun. So similarly, it's the harchik adam in Avera, it's a geder, it's a siag. It's not that there's any real chashas that she'll see then and there, but rather, if you mat to her bia samach levesta, she might actually have bia pevesta mamish. This is an understanding of the ritzban moed katan of Hey Mud Aleph. The Gemara there says, there's a halacha that you have to be mitzayin kfaras. You have to indicate where people are buried. And this is the reason it's a moikatan, because the din is you can even do it on Chol Hamoed. It's an important halacha. The Gemara says, what's the remez for this din from the Torah? Remez, let's see in kfaras from the Torah. And there are different days. One day is our pasuk. B'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasa. You have to be mazir b'nei Yisrael from tumah. Says the Ritva. His father, he says, just a second, don't we use this pasuk for the halacha of Samach Levesta? We already know this halacha is being used for something. Says the Ritva, V'afag av derashina mina azhar levenas Yisrael lifrash Samach Levestan, kula chadahi v'hadaha, t'hacha lasas geder v'siyag lifrash mituma. It's all a geder and a siyag. So according to the Ritva Luchara, being porish mi ishto, Samach Levesta, doesn't stem from the fact that we really think she's going to see. But rather, we have to be poresh, because if you're not poresh now, maybe you'll come to end up having bia when she's mamish and nida. It's a geder, it's a siyad. Now, the truth is that
is mocher chen the ritva? Maybe he says the chashash, if you're not inside the kvaro, someone might walk on them.
So I was going to say that it's not clear where you're mitzayin. Where do you have to put the tziyun kvaras? Do you put it on the actual kever? That's the Lashon Rambam. But it's very possible that tziyun is before the kvar. You put up a sign, do not enter, you know, kohanim, beware, their kvaras in this area. So if the tziyun is actually on the kever, so then what Rebbe Nachman is saying is correct. That l'chora, all you know from this is that you're worried about the actual iser. But if the tziyun is before the basic kvaras, so then, l'chora, what I'm saying is correct in that you have to put a geder up, a siag, as to not violate the iser d'oraisa, or the iser nida. The marsha in Shavuos also sounds like this. His lashon is the Shavuos Yitchesam Beis. He says midichtiv hizartem b'lohei achrona. Doesn't say he's hartem. It's just he's hartem with the soft mem. Mashmash Shaloshan Hafrasha v'Nizirus Kapir Shrashi Yachal v'Chumash. Painu Miloshan Geder be'erva k'daminu v'alma lech lech aminu l'Nizira schor schor. The Samuch Levestan Shalneshasei and Yifrashu. So just like a Nazir shouldn't even come near the vineyard. There's nothing wrong with coming near a vineyard. But the Chashashis, if you come near the vineyard, you're going to eat the grapes. Similarly, maybe it's just a Geder. But what's interesting about this Marsha is that he continues and he seems to say something a little more than a regular Geder. He says, because we know the different type of Gedarim. Sometimes a Geder has absolutely no shaykhis to the Isser. Like a Nazir, there's nothing wrong with coming near a vineyard. But the Nazir can't come near the vineyard, because if you come near the vineyard, next thing you know, he'll be eating the grapes. But sometimes the Geder itself has mi'ein the Isser, right? There's Isser chibuk and nishuk. So that could be a Geder deraisa, let's say, for Bia. But the Hano of chibuk and nishuk is mi'ein the Bia, right? So similarly, the Marsha writes here, V'ka'amar kol she'enu poresh v'chulei v'adav v'ndasa v'samach l'achim o'z alpishu v'sayim pasuk sev l'isha shayish kavim t'meya. Lots be a mamish. The Gemara there has a drasha. He's trying to explain the drasha that we're going to discuss in a second. That if a person isn't nizer from this iser, so his children chas v'shalom will die. So the pasuk says v'la'ish asher yishkavim t'meya. Says the mashal, lots be a mamish. Kamar da'hi bechumra kai b'anish karis. If you really have view with a t'meya, you're a chayv karis. Ela d'im t'meya kari samuch levesta. D'v'chlal t'meya here. When a man has beer with his wife samuch levesta, she's quote unquote t'meya. She's not really t'meya, but she's t'meya in as much that his children will die. So what the Marsha is saying is that this is not just a classic, or not the first type of geder, where the geder has nothing to do with the iser itself. It's just a precaution. But rather, this geder has some inherent neither qualities to it. Having bia with a woman Tzemach Vesta is like having bia with a Tmeya, with a low-level Tmeya. So until now we presented three mahalchim in how you understand the Isser or the Chashash. Is it a serious Chashash that she'll see right now, either every second or in this time frame? Or is it a low-level Chashash that she'll see? Or maybe it's not a Chashash at all, but it's just a Chashash that if you... It's not a Chashash at all that she'll see now in this time frame, but the Chashash is if you allow Bia now, you'll allow Bia when she's an Anida Mamish. But what you see in the Marsha already is that we're now redefining this woman as a Nida. We're saying this woman is almost like a Nida already now. And with this in mind, it's worthwhile to suggest or explore a fourth possibility. And that is that the Chiyuv of Prisha Tzemach Vesta isn't because of any immediate Chashash, but rather it's because of a more general Chashash, a more what Runzweig would call, you know, protecting the institution of Nida, of a Chashash that people are going to become lax when it comes to Hilchos Nida. Nida is a very chamur iser, and it's important that people recognize that and realize that. And if we treat Nida, you know, lightly, so people aren't going to recognize the severity of the iser Nida. And therefore, to protect the institution of Nidus, right? Not because we think somebody's going to violate Isser, you know, right now or in 10 minutes or in 2 hours, but just in general, that people should look at Nida and they should sit there when they think of the Isser Nida. Nida should be something that's very, very chomer, like the chomer of the chomets. People think of a chomets and they shake, you know, chomets. Same thing with Nida. Nida is something that is chomer and should be perceived as such by people. And therefore, there's a din of separating yourself from Araya, from Nida. And I think this is especially true of Nidas and Erva. We see precedent for this possibly in the Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Vav. The Chinuch there writes that there's an Isser Doraisa to try to Mekadesh an Erva. So a person who tried to Mekadesh two sisters, he'd violate Isser Doraisa. Most Rishonim don't hold like that. Most Rishonim hold that it's just not Chal. Kedushin isn't Chal. So whenever I ask, what's the Chinuch talking about? The Michas Chinuch says, he doesn't understand. What's the Chinuch talking about? So I think the idea is, it's possible, I once heard Rosenberg talk about this Chinuch. I don't remember what he said, but it's possible he said it. If he didn't say it, I'll say it. And that is that what the Chinuch is telling us is that you can't even try to Mekadesh an Erva. A person has to be so Meruchak from Arayas that he shouldn't even think about trying to Mekadesh an Erva. And therefore, there's an Issa Deraisa to Mekadesh an Erva. It's interesting, the Rambam actually writes, L'kavi Nida, in Hilchas Ishas, Perek Dalet, Halechid Beis, that there's an Issa L'chatchila to Mekadesh an Nida. And some of the Chronim want to know, where did this come from? You know, Kedushin is Kalbay Nida. Why is there an Issa L'chatchila to Mekadesh an Nida? And some even claim that maybe the Rambam thinks holds like the Chinuch on some level, that there's not Isser D'Arayis, but maybe it's Isser D'Rabbanan to Mekadesh any Arayis. Maybe, so the idea is that, again, most Arayis we're so Meruchuk from. We can't, you know, it's not even Shayach. You're not going to have Bia with an Erva because she doesn't even come into your bedroom. But your wife is your wife. So sometimes she is an Erva, sometimes she's not an Erva. It's very strange. So in order to uphold the institution either of Arayis or the institution of Nidus, which might be the same thing, the Torah or Chazal said that there's a din of Yizartim Espinei Somi to Masam. You have to separate yourself from this Erva, and that means you have to be Poresh even Samuch Levesta. So this is already now, I think this also might be a one way to understand Rashi in Horios, the way the Rashba understood Rashi in Horios. If we recall, the Rashba accused Rashi of saying that if a man says he doesn't care about the Isser of Hizartim is Bnei Israel, he's going to have to be a Samuch Levesta. And then she sees blood. So he can't bring a korban because he's mazid. Because the fact that he's mazid on Hizartim is Bnei Israel, that means he's mazid on Isser Nida. So we weren't sure what that meant. So the first understanding I gave of that Rashba is that the Rashba thinks that Rashi holds that a woman's going to see any second, every second and any second, she's going to see. And therefore, if you're mazid on 1 second, you're mazid on Isser Nida. But if you don't want to accept that Pshat, which is a pretty Mechudosh Pshat, then what you could say is that what the Rashba is accusing Rashi of saying is that we look at the Isser, Hizartim is Bnei Yisrael, and we say that is the Isser Nida. We're redefining Nida. Nida, we're expanding Nida. Nida isn't just when a woman is a Nida, but Nida is even Samuch Levesta. She's already a Nida. Similar to what the Marsha said, Marsha was working with a Geder, but if you don't want to take the Marsha's formulation of Geder, but say it's fundamental, so you'll say a woman Samuch Levesta is a Nida. So if a man intentionally has bia with a woman who's Samuch Levesta, it's as if he intentionally has bia with a Nida. So this is already, if we use the Tosefta Shabbos model we mentioned a minute ago, if the Geder, the third shot, you know, it was that There's nothing wrong with having bia now, just worried that maybe you'll have bia later. Same thing with Tefillah Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with doing malacha at 5:59, but worried you'll do malacha at 6:01. The other model in Hilchos Shabbos, in Tosefta Shabbos, is that no, it's somehow expansion of the day. Shabbos starts already at 5:30. It doesn't just start at 6, it starts at 5:30. So similarly, you could say that Nidus starts, the onset of Nidus happens already Samoch Levesta. I think the Marsha says this, again, he says it in technical terms, but you can, you know, rehabilitate it, or you can formulate it in more fundamental terms. Even, right. So until now, we've presented four Mahalchim, all chash-oriented. The first was practical chash-oriented, in that we think she's going to mamish see right now. The second was, we're not sure, but maybe she'll see right now. The third was, we don't think she's going to see now, but we know she'll see later, and therefore we have to be worried now. As a gather. And the fourth Mahalach was that, no, it's a more general chash, not an immediate chash, but a more general chash that people will come lax in Hilchos Nida. Never you have to be machmir, we have to protect the institution of Hilchos Nida, protect the institution of Arayas. The fifth Mahalach in understanding this din is that this is not based on a chash at all. There's no chash whatsoever. We don't think she'll be a Nida, not now, we don't think you're going to become lax in Hilchos Nida, but rather you have to be punished from the woman because, as the Torah Tzmima writes, in Vayikra Tesvav Pasuk Lamed Aleph, his lashon is Vidarish Vizartim Lashon Zirus Kumvashakasa Vidrasha Hakodemes Shekenu Inyan Zirus Sheporish Umekadesh Atzma Bedavar Hamuter Medina Lotosefes Kedusha Vetara. It's Muter Medina. There's mamish nothing wrong with having Vigo Samach Vesta, but there's a Tosefes Kedusha Vetara by abstaining from Bia at this time. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Torah Tzimim inside, he originally has a lashon at Shem Etir Adam, so he does quote that, but I think that it doesn't really flow with what he says in the continuation, so either he's saying it, or I'll say it, you know, independently. Just to formulate it in a different way, if we do want to say it independently, you can formulate it based on the Ramban's Kedoshim Tiyu. I think this might be what he means, but he doesn't say it this way. But the Ramban says in Parashat Kedoshim that there's an inyan not to abstain from relations. It's considered Kedusha. Not good to be, you know, with your wife like a tarnival. So I think the idea here is that this woman's going to become a nida. So now you're not going to be able to be together for 2 weeks. So the highest level of kedushin to you is that the last minute where you're theoretically you're going to have to abstain for another 2 weeks. You're now going to say, no, I'm not. I'm going to abstain now for these 12 hours. That is an expression of kedushin to you. Maybe this is the regular kedushin to you is just an inyan, this is more of a chiyuv. This is a kedushim tiyu that's essentially a type of chiyuv. So these are five or so understandings of how you look at the chiyuv lifrosh minida samach levesta. Do you want to briefly discuss some nafkaminas to this question? First nafkamina is how you look at a person who's mekayim this din, and how you look at a person who violates this din. Gemara already in Shavuos Yidchas Mabez brings different memories about people who are mekayim this and people who don't are mekayim it. Gemara says Shimon ben Yochai that a person who violates this halacha kol she'eino parish be'isha v'samach levesta afilu havin lan banim kibnei ara, and even if this person has children who are tzadigim meisim, the children will die because of this aver. Then the Gemara quotes the next line Shem Rav Yochanan that kol parish be'isha v'samach levesta havin banim zacharim. If you are parish miishta, then you're going to have the schar of having banim zacharim. And similarly, Rishon ben Levi says that if you're parish miishta samach levesta, you're going to have banim haruuyin lahara. You have children who will be talmidei chachamim; they'll be able to pass in shaylos. So you don't have to say there's any machlokas here. It could be that both are true. If you violate this issur, you get punished, and if you're mekayim this issur, you mekayim this din, you are rewarded. It's not necessarily a stira, but it's very stubborn to say that there's a machlokas going on here, because L'chara, if we're talking about, you know, an Isser, a Chashash Bia, let's say, a Chashash Bia's Isser, we worry she's going to see blood on some level. So it makes sense that if you violate it, you get punished, right? You violated this Isser. But why should you get rewarded if you are Porish? Meaning, if I don't eat Chazer, so do I get rewarded? Kol mishena ochel Chazer, havin bonim aruin lohara. I mean, hechatesi. So I think the first understanding, that of Shimon Yochai, is that really it's an Isser. And therefore, if you violate, you get punished. If you're mekayim, you don't get any schar necessarily. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuv and Levi, who think, who speak of the rewards that a person who is behind this din gets, probably understand that this is a kiyum, like the Torah Tumima, it's a kiyum of Tosefes Kedusha. How are you going to have Tosefes Kedusha? How are you going to have Banim Zecharim, excuse me? How are you going to have Banim Ruler Hara if you are behind this din? And it fits very well the statement later in the Gemara there that says, Kol Mishu Miskadish Atzma B'tash Tashmish, Havyun Banim Zecharim, meaning any Tosefes Kedusha, you know, Chazal understood, is going to affect the nature of the flat. So, L'chora, you know, just because you person didn't do the Tosefes Kedusha, you're necessarily going to get punished? Maybe not. So you were mvatar on this Indian of Kedusha. You're going to necessarily get how your children are going to die because you didn't have the Tosefes Kedusha? It's hard to understand. So L'chora, it's very possible to understand there's a machlokas here. Namely, if I speak about the positives, so I think, look at this as a kiyum, a mitzvah of sorts. If I look at the negatives, I think it's really an iser, and one who violates the iser, you know, will be punished in front of Mason. Similarly, Rabbi Benarsh mentioned that there's a Pisei Teshuvah, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Katan Beis, that says that if a person has Bia Samach Levesta and she doesn't see blood, right, so you got away with it. Says the Pisei Teshuvah, not so fast, you need Kapara. So again, I think that makes a lot of sense if you look at this as an Isser. You did an Isser, so you need Kapara. But if you look at this whole idea as just one of Tosefes Kedusha, so you didn't do Tosefes Kedusha, so you don't need kapara for it. It's a lost opportunity. It's a missed, it's a missed opportunity. It's not necessarily an iser. Although you could claim you always need a, you know, even a bitul asei would require kapara. So too, maybe any lost opportunity. But I think it's possible to argue. That's enough to mean number one. How do you look at a person who is mechayin this din? How do you look at a person who violates it in Skar Ponish. Second afkamina is the question of whether or not this is a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. This is a huge machalkas Rishonim, which we're not going to get into. But the Chora, it's talinar chakira, meaning just in terms of the context, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, so Chora's din deraisa. But it's possible it's a smachta. You always have a question if Gemara quotes a pasuk, is it really a din deraisa? Maybe it's a smachta. That's the question. It's machalkas Rishonim. So l'chora misvara, if you say that this is just a siag, it's a harchik adam in aveira, so it's very mistaberous din derabbanan. You have siagim deraisa. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Lekach Tov, Klal Ches, so he has a whole list. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is one of them. He thinks this is a siag deraisa. But l'chora, the way to answer Rabbi Yosef Engel is to say that maybe this is din deraisa according to some Rishonim, but it doesn't mean it's a siag. Maybe if it's deraisa, it's because of a chashash. Maybe it's a mamash chashash. It's not necessarily a siag. But either way, I think what Pashas is, if it's a siag, it's a din derabbanan. Although I should say that tzion kfaras might be a din deraisa. It's a little remarkable, but Rabbi Yitzchak writes that tzion kfaras is deraisa, and he also writes it's a siag. So it's possible, again, that it's all siag deraisa. But okay, so Pashas is, if it's a din of a siag, a gather, it's a din derabbanan. If you say it's a real chashash, so it's a real chashash, you're talking about a suffix deraisa, so certainly it's a din deraisa. If you say it's a weak chashash, so then it can go both ways. You could say it's a weak chashash, it's still a chiyuv deraisa, or it's only the rabbanan. It's not clear. When you speak about Tosefes Kedusha, again, it can go both ways. What is Tosefes Kedusha? So the Torah Tumima holds it's Tosefes Kedusha, and even though it's Tosefes Kedusha, it's still din deraisa. But it's very mistaber that if it's Tosefes Kedusha, it's only din rabbanan. You know, we have a lot of times the Gemara says that certain things of Tosefes Kedusha, right? Yisrael Kedoshim, v'enim mishamshin mitaseim biyo. So that l'chora that most is a din derabbanan. So just because it's Yisrael Kadoshim and the Gemara says by Shuman Agid, Yisrael Kadoshim, they don't eat Shuman Agud. That's just a minog. So l'chora is, again, it's a weak level of derabbanan, possibly just a minog. So saying something to Tosefes Kedusha could be derisa like the Torah Tumima, or it could be just a din derabbanan or a minog. What's also possible here is a third side. You could say that it's a chiyuv derabbanan with a kiyum deraisa. Meaning, if it's Tosefes Kedusha, if you really believe my understanding of Kedoshim Tiyu, it could be a chiyuv derabbanan to have Kedoshim Tiyu with Samach Levesta, but there's a kiyum deraisa in it. And if you say it's the other pshat, that we're trying to protect the institution of Nidus, so then you could say it's a din derabbanan. Or it could be a din deraisa, like the way the Rashba is assuming in Rashi, that it's a din deraisa, it's an expansion of the din deraisa of Nidus. Nidus expands to include Samach Levesta. Third nafkamina is a yosel derech. We know the Gemara tells us in Yivamos, it's of samich gimel beis, that if a person, Rav Shulman Levi says, chayv adam lifkot ishto v'shashu yosel derech, shenemar v'yadata ki shalom o'halecha v'chul. So the question is, what does this mean, yevachiyav lifkot es ishto? What does pekida mean? So Rashi holds pekida is biyamamish. Tosus holds pekida is just Ritzui Dvarim Ba'alma. It's a big holes in Shoni. So again, look, this issue might be totally in our Chakira. Namely, if it's a real chashash, she's going to see blood. So it's very difficult to say they have a heter bia. I mean, how can you matter bia? It's only a heter ritzui Dvarim. If you say this whole thing is for Tosefes Kedusha, so then it makes sense. Tosefes Kedusha is very nice, but here you have a mitzvah to say, oh no, your wife is mishtakekes in Labaila. So Lachara, you have to vater on Tosefes Kedusha for the kiyum of the mitzvah of Ona. And that's Lachara what the Torah Tzvima says. If you say it's a siyag, Laharchik Adam in Avera, so again, you could say that the siyag, he midu divreim even in this situation. Or no, maybe they were vater on the siyag. Lachor, if you assume like the Marsha that the siyag has some nida components to it, the siyag isn't just tam siyag, but the siyag categorizes the woman as a nida, so then it would be difficult to be mekel. If we assume that it's to protect the institution of nidus, so again it makes sense to say that here you have another thing you want to protect. You want to protect shalom bayis, you want to protect other things. Maybe they're contradictory in value, so it could be you are mekel, it could be your machmir. It's not clear. And similarly, if it's a small level chashash, it's really, it can go both ways. So that's the nafkamina of Yotzi L'derech. I just mentioned that in terms of Yotzi L'derech, it's clear that the Rishonim don't link it to the Daraisa Drabanan question. Namely, even if it's, you would have said Misfara that if it's Daraisa, Pekida means, you know, just Ritzui Dvarim, but if it's Drabanan, Pekida means Bia Mamish. But some Rishonim write explicitly that even if it's Daraisa, you're still allowed to have Bia. Because there's a haftacha, you know, it's a haftacha, you're not going to have any problems with this bia. And some Rishonim say that it's drabanan, but still, hamidu divreim, even b'makom, you know, b'makom should be shakek as labayla. So that, l'chor, is not the case. It's not totally on the previous question of deraisa drabanan, but maybe it's totally on our question of the nature of the din. And the last afternoon I wanted to discuss is the question of chibuk and ishuk, right? We know there's Isser Bia Samach Levesta. What about Chibuk and Ishuk? Is a man allowed to kiss or hug his wife Samach Levesta? So the Ramban writes in Hilchos Nida, Perek Ches, Halacha Yod, that Horo Vixis Bali Hora, She'ena Asura Ela B'tashmish, Val Shar Prishos Leichmiro, She'en Kanay Lechshash Al Dibre. Shar Prishos Leichmiro. So what is Shar Prishos Leichmiro? So if you look at the Red Baz in his Truva, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Samach Gimel, he says, Psalm, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yisrael, who thinks that the Ramban means that Chibuk and Ishuk is Aser. Shar Prishus Leichmiro, that means, you know, passing keys. But Chibuk and Ishuk, which is Aser. And the Ramban says, what do you mean? The Ramban sounds like only B is Aser, right? The question is, Eina Surah Elevatash, Mishapal Shar Prishus Leichmiro. So he doesn't think that Chibuk and Ishuk should go with Tashmish, it should go with Shar Prishus. So it's Machlokas Rishonim. He actually has a nice lashon at the end. He's Mekel, and he says Hilkach ani roe lechadish ani roe lechadish chumras leYisrael mashal leichmiru Rishonim pavai sheyishmuru mashal mutal aleihem the tafastim roe tafasta v'lo yishayir biyadam v'lo zev v'lo zev. So sometimes verses too machmir, and the people aren't going to keep the halacha at all. So this is Machlokas Rishonim. So again, it makes sense to be told this question on our chakira, namely. If we assume that there's a serious chashash she's going to see blood, so chara, you should be machmer and chibuk and ishuk as well. If you think that this whole thing is a question of tosefes kedusha, so chara, tosefes kedusha applies to bia. I mean, is there any midas kedushas not to kiss your wife? Meaning, kedushin to you means you shouldn't be with your wife all the time. That means you shouldn't kiss your wife all the time. I don't know, chara. I would assume that it doesn't include that. If you assume that it's a weak chashash that she might see. She might see blood. So then, the way the Rebbe Baz formulates it, that he's assuming that lechara, and he says, well, it's a weak chash, so for the Isser Karas Yichmarnu, for the Isser La, which is more Isser Ka, we're not going to be Machmir. If you assume it's a siag, to protect somebody from doing an Aveira, so it's possible that since Chibuk and Ishuk themselves are siagim, so lechara, we have to put all the siagim, we have to make sure that the woman, we don't kiss or hug the woman, because if you kiss and hug the woman, you're going to come to be also. Or not?
What about Ingos and Gzeil Gzeira?
Right, the question is it really Gzeil Gzeira or is it Kulachada? Meaning, the question is how do you look at Chibuk and Ishuk? Is Chibuk and Ishuk mi'ein, like I was saying before? Maybe Chibuk and Ishuk isn't just Tama Gzeira. Maybe Chibuk and Ishuk are mi'ein the Isser Bia. So if that's true, the Chari would ask. But I can see it both ways. If you say it's to protect the institution of Nidus, so again, the Chari, it's very possible they asked Chibuk and Ishuk. They want to protect the institution. You can't protect the institution by just asking Bia. To protect, for people to really, you know, tzitter, when they think of this or nida, they have to know that a nida is something that's very chomer. You can't have chibuk and nishuk either b'shas vesa. So kitzur nivras, what we saw here were five basic approaches to how you understand the iser of samach levesta. Is it that we really believe the woman's going to see blood? It's a good chance she'll see blood, or do we think that there's a small chance she'll see blood? Or do we think there's no chance she'll see blood at all, but we're worried that if you matter her bia now, she'll come to have bia in 6 hours when she'll really will see blood? Or do you look at the Isra of Samach Vesta as somehow protecting the institution of Nidus or of Arayas? Or the last pshat is that it's not a chashash oriented Isra at all, not immediate, not future, not even general in terms of our attitude towards Nida, but it's a kiyum. Samach Vesta is a kiyum, it's a kiyum of Kedoshim Tiyu, Tsefes Kedusha Batara. We mentioned four nafkaminas. The firstly, the question of whether or not it's derisa rabbanan. The first one is how we look at a person who violates the sister, is mekayim the sister, is it to get onesh, to get schar. Second nafkamina is whether or not this is a din derisa rabbanan. Third is hayotzi l'derech, is yotzi l'derech even mutar b'biya, or only the and lastly, the question of chibuk v'nishuk is that mutter, some of the last stars, only bia asr.
Shkaya.